Metaltlin Shear Eitzel Evid. If you leave all the metaltlin, that's called a shear for the Evid. But v'lo yoso metaltlin shear Eitzel Ksuba. But by Ksuba, if you leave all the metaltlin, that's not called a shear. Let's see what Rosh Bam explained. V'yom Rabdin Miyom Rableza also. Af agav diktoni. Shire kakakoshu. L'lo yoso ben chirin. Even though it says according to Reb Shimon that the person left over a kaka kol shu, so this is going contra the Tanakama, that he leaves over kaka kol shu, the yevah does not go out fully also ben chayrin, who are doing the same thing would be im shayim metatlin kol shu. If the master says I want to give a present all my nechassim to my yevah, excluding some metatlin kol shu, it also could mean to exclude the yevah. The avdo namik metatlin dummy. Because never zot like metaltlim. Shrei ainim mechuba kaka, not attached to the kaka. The korolei b'nei yodim metaltli, and people call them metaltlim. Alma, what do we see? Afa gav diktoni kaka, even though it says kaka, lav davka, doesn't really mean kaka. Helu adim the metaltlim. Because here it says loshin of the koin of Tanakama, shaya kaka koshu. If he left over some kaka from self, we say he meant to leave over the evit. And we're saying now the Breiser of Dimi says, not only the leftover some kaka, even leaving over metaltlim. Who are din lemetaltlim? So even though it says loshen of shar kaka, it does not only mean kaka, it could also mean metaltlim. I'll tell you, masnisa nami, metaltli k'tay panasosai kemekaka domi. Kemekaka k'day panasosa domi. So even though our Mishnah says, he left over kaka kolshu, kaka doesn't have to mean bedafka kaka. Kaka could also mean metaltlim. Just like you see here, it says in the Mishnah of Peah that if you, according to Tanakama, if you shy the kaka kolshu, maybe you mean to include the Evid. And if Dimi by Yosef says, on Reb Lezer, it's not only if he's Mishaya kaka, who then if he's Mishaya metaltlim. So you see, leaving over metaltlim is also included in the Lashon of kaka. So who is, even though Mishnah says kaka, sometimes kaka is labdafka. So it was what's your big kasha then Reb Yosef? They say that the kasha, I could say metaltlim is also good, and now Mishnah shai kaka kolshu, it says kaka. You see, sometimes no, even though Mishnah says kaka, it could also mean metaltlim. What's the second halacha though? But v'lo yosu metaltlim shirei saksuva. The tanan gabe the hebe mesech the peya. Frikin liyo mesim lo prashim lo ksakreis mechosim lebnoi. He writes off his property to his children. The cost of lishta kaka kolshu, and he also includes that his wife gets some kaka of the ksuba. So lochri then she loses the ksuba. What doesn't mean to do is give all the property away to his sons, and there's nothing left for a ksuba. Yeah. So there we say, but let's say he gave all his property away to his sons, but he only left over some metaltlim for his wife. That's no good. And then we say, if I care, that she still has the right to receive the ksuba. So that's called v'lo yosu metaltlim shirei saksuba. If the husband left over just some metaltlim for his wife, that's not called a shear. Then we say he has no right to leave over his wife, then she'll have a right to receive the ksuba. By koponim, that's the kasha. Here we see in the ratio that even though the Mishnah there said karka, is lav dafka karka, could also mean metaltlim. Yeah. Alright, I'll turn over.
Must like this. I'll tell you, Hossam Bedinu Dulalisne Kaka. I tell you, there's no proof. Over there, really, when you give away your Evid, or your Nechossim, and leave over Shire Kaka Koshu, really, Hossam Bedinu Dulalisne Kaka. It did not have to say the word Kaka altogether, I'll tell you, over there, really. So Rashi says, maybe no. Wherever Mishnah says Kaka, means Bedavka Kaka. V'ochel gabi evid. You know why by evid we say metaltlim is also? Because the lav davka, the bedinut lo yiboyle lemisne kaka. It didn't have to say the word kaka. Ele metaltlim evid lemisne behedye. Should have said clearly metaltlim. Just the yad of the toni ratio. Since it says in the ratio that Rabbi Kiva v'aymer kaka kol shuchayev zepeya. Rabbi Kiva in the ratio the Mishnah there was talking about kaka. And he was saying a lot of halachas depend if you own property. And those halachas, how much property do you have to own? The halacha is even a koshu. Like it says, the halacha is kaka koshu chayevus pepeya. Even if you have a small piece of land and you grow on it, you have to leave over peya. Bikurim. The first Bikurim that grow, you have to bring Bikurim from it. The Lichtabol of Prusbul, you can only write a Prusbul if the Leida has Karka, even a small amount of Karka. The Lichtmeisim Moyen Nechosim, Shem Le Machrayis, the Kestel Vishtar of Chazoka, to the Kinyan Agav. Agav, I give you over some Karka, I could also be Makin to you, Mitaltlim. How much Karka do I have to give you? Even a Kol Shoe. See, that was the ratio of the mission over there. That the Rekiva said, all these lochas apply even to a Karka Kol Shoe. So I tell you, Mishamachi Ketoni Karka. That's why it says in the Sefer of the Mishnah that a case of Kol Nechos of Liavdoi is Yotza Ben Chorin, but Shad Karka Kol Shoe is Liyotza. There's really, it didn't have to say the word Karka altogether there. There are Avad Metatlim is also, and Evid is like Metatlim also. The only reason why it said Lashon Karka was because the Rashi said the word Karka. So therefore, it's not a Kasha why their Karka means a Metatlim. But usually, when the Mishnah says Lashon of Karka, it means Karka Vedavka, and not something else. That's where Rabbi Yosef is the Kasha. Now Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Shana Karka Kolshu, you can't tell me the Mishnah also means Metatlim. Since the Mishnah says Karka, Karka is Karka and not Metatlim. Now the Marsha Kasha. To Chol Hecha the Tony Kolshu, less Yura, like your second question was, how could you say you have to leave over Karka? The size of Kedei Panasosai enough to make a living from it. Our Mishnah says Shara Karka Kolshu. So when it says Lashon of Kolshu, Kolshu means Kolshu and not Kedei Panasosai. So Mr. Kashi, is that true? So Galecha the Tony Kolshu, Leslie Shur is no Shir, for you have to now learn like this. Rabbi Doisa Ben Hurkin is saying there. Chomash Recheles, if you have five different goats, Goizazois Mona Mona Upras, Chayavas Vreshis Agaz. The loch of Rashis Agaz, that when you shear off the wool off your goats, so you have to give a certain amount for a kain, a matnas kuna. That's called Rashis Agaz, from the first shearings off of your goats. So it says there that the Beis Benukhina says, if you have to shear off five goats, and if you go to this monopras, you have to take off monopras chayevis. That's so much in Chuyiv and Rashis Agaz. I'm saying this. Himurav monopras bein chamishton between all five of them. Vavachei mechumoshes kol achav yesh bot semar chaimish shel monopras. Together you have to have a monopras worth of wool, and each one gave a fifth of this. That's what he says. Monopras yecheyas bereish tegeis. Vachomam yechomam say no. Chomash vecheles goizvez kol shein. That now, as long as you shear off some wool from five different goats, even though you only got a small amount, it's still mechuyev reishis hageis. Now, v'yarminu we say, kama kol shein, how much is a kol shein? Amarav monopras. It means a monopras, u'bavad shein mechumoshes. Not like this. The Tanakhama says each one has to give off a monopras from each rochel. And he says no, that each one can give off only one-fifth of that. It means from all five of them together, you have to have a monopras. And it has to be equally, like a fifth, from each rochel. So I quote on him, even though it says a loshen, that he says kolshu, he says what? Chomaimrim. Chomashachilas goizos kolshain. And we say, what does a kolshain mean? Not anything. But you also have to have an amount. You have to have a monopras. Just as a kuli, you don't have to have a monopras from each one of them. It's enough all of them together. Sechur Yisiv, no, it says a kol shu, it actually means a shear. It's much like this. Hosom over there, bedino really, to learn listening kol shu, it's simply said the word kol shu. But v'yadi dekom atanakama shiurai, rabba, since atanakama said that you have to have a mononopras from each one of them, and more from all five, from each one of the five, has to give off so much wool, omer iyonami, he said back also, shear is utra, korrelai kol shu, since his shear back was a smaller shear, that you just need a mon and a pras from all five together, that's why it said a lashon of kol shein. But not that he really meant a kol shu. You know, he meant really right away to say, you need a mon and a pras. Just negate to what the first man Yama said, like you need a mon and a pras from each one of them. He said back, no, I don't need so much. I need much smaller than that. How much is smaller? I need a mon and a pras from all five of them together. So if it was not a kasha, it could be really when the Mishnah says tam, kol like an al Mishnah.
When it says shayin kaka kol shu, taka kamina kol shu, any small amount is enough of a shear. We can't give him a measurement. Just over here, since here the Tanakama said a big shear, so he said kol shu, he taka meant an amount. But usually kol shu taka means the smallest thing, not any amount at all. Alright, we'll stop here.
Let's say a Shchimura said he wants his metaltlim, his like utensils, to go to somebody. So locher is kol mani tashmishte koni. That person acquires all his utensils, everything, but levar michiti yisari, excluding though the utensils he needs to grind up or to make his wheat or barley. And that's what he still needs to live on, that he left over. That he doesn't mean to give away. But everything else, all the other metaltlim, that he means to give away. He says, the things that Imamish needs to live on, that he still means to leave over. What's going to be if he says, kol metaltlim lepalni, all my metaltlim should go to that person? Then afilu chit yosari, even the kelim for the wheat and for the barley also go. The afilu rechayim haliyona kona, even the top part of the rechayim of the millstone, also he means to give away. But levar mi rechayim atachtoina, only the bottom part, that he doesn't mean to give away yet, because the bottom part is still attached to the ground. It's very hard to move. It's not really called like metaltlim. It's hard to move it. So therefore, since he only said kol metaltli, he only meant things that are easy to move around. So everything, just excluding the bottom part of the rechaim of the millstone. What about if he says kol de metaltel, mash, anything that even could be moved? Then afilu rechaim atachtoin akoni, and even the bottom millstone also means to give away. Yeah, because that's the notion of kol de metaltel, mash, anything that even could be moved. Now we boilu. I have a question like this: avdo kemakarka oy kemetaltel domi. Where does an evet kanani go in the picture? Is an evet kanani considered like metaltim, or is he considered like an evet, or is he considered like karka? That's the shayla. So Rashi says, "Nihi vadi the avdo kemakarkoy domi." We know that avodim is like a karka, linyan shvur of a kinyan, that you koyn an evet with star with chazoka. Yek was midiraisa avad an evet kanani is like karka. Avolinyan loshim bnei yodim. Miklilu metaltli, that's the shayla. By a matne shchimura, when he says metaltlim, does it mean to include an evet kanani or not? When people talk and they say metaltlim, do they also mean an evet kanani or not? That's the gemara shayla. So omele ravacha brede ravaviro le ravashi, toshma, come in here. It says alocha hamoich resi'ir. If somebody sells the whole city, so mocha batim tichon umoris, umach tzoyis obeis abadim obeis hashalkin. Including in the city is all the houses, all the caves, the square things, the bathhouses, beis abadim, the olive presses, the beis hashalchim, the field that you water with. Avoleyas metaltlim, but you do not mean to sell the utensils in metaltlim that sit in the city. Over zman shom, but if you said he for chomash betoichoy, I'm selling you the city and everything inside it. Then afilu hoyibor behemo ayavodim. Then everything is included. So the chura, it's very good if you tell me that an evet kanani is so called like metaltlim. Therefore, in the ratio, when he says I'll sell you that city, what he meant to say, the city means karka or houses that are mechubal karka. That's all, but not metaltlim. Therefore, when you sell the city, you do not mean to include the evet kanani. Therefore, it's very good why it's not included in the ratio. But Iyamrit, if you're going to tell me, though, that Kimakakroi Domi, that an Evet Kanani is considered like Karka, even in Loshim Bnei Yodom, so my name is Davin, how come there's not called in the sale? Like Lamaisa, you said you're selling the city, and all the Karka is sold. So why isn't the Nevet also sold? So this is the proof that's called Kimataklin. Tomorrow says no. What do you want to tell me? Bring a proof from here. That Loshin ben Yodin, the way people speak, they call an Evet Kanani Metaltlim. Maya Filu. So what are you telling me then, Afilu? What's the Chiddush Afilu? Like it says in the Sefer, like when you say, he, v'chol mashur v'toichoi, then Afilu Avodim is also. What's the Chiddush in Afilu Avodim? It's like regular Metatlin. Ella, what do you have to say? Ella, mayosachman, what do you have to say? That Shani Metatli denied, Metatli denied. There's a big difference whether Metatli could walk around by themselves, or that can't walk around by itself. Therefore, never, even though it's Metatlim, but it's a Chiddush, because since it can walk around by itself, maybe it's not included in the seal of the city, even though you say everything inside it. If Sodi Gemara says, even if you want to say Nebed Kenani, it's called like karka, like property, in Lashon B'nai Yodam, I tell you, Shani Mekakori Denaydi, Mekakori Denaydi, still there's a difference. That when you sell a city, you only mean the property that's not movable. That property you mean to sell. But an Eved Kenani that's movable, that you do not mean to sell. So if it's not, no proof, it could be an Eved Kenani is a karka, just not included in the sale, because it's a different type of a karka. Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Toshima coming here. Says Alocha, HaKoisev, Li'avdei Kol Nechosov, if the master writes off a present, then all his property should go to his own Eved. So says Alocha is Yotze Ben Chayim. The Eved Kanani goes out free, like the master means to give himself also away, so the Eved is crying to everything, and that means the Eved goes out free. What's going to be Shaya Kaka Koshu? Let's say the master leaves over a little bit Kaka, then Lo Yotze Ben Chayim, then the Eved does not go out free. Because we have to be afraid by leaving over some karka. Maybe what he meant is he's leaving over the Eved himself. So he does not mean to give the Eved away, therefore the Eved does not go out free. On this Rabbi Shimon says, no, Li'olam hu ben chayrin. He still goes out free. Even though the master was shy and left open for himself, karka kol shu, still he goes out free. Until he says, Kol nechosai nesunim laploni avdi. Until the only time we say it doesn't go out free, we have before, is when the master says, I'm giving everything away to my Yevid, chutz excluding me'echad m'ribuya shabem, 1/10,000th of it. If he says a lashon like that, then we say maybe it meant to include the Yevid. But if he only is a shaya karka, karka does not mean to leave over the Yevid. Now, the Yomer Rav Dimi Bar Yosef, Omer Rav Loza, also metaltlim shir etzel evid, ployotza metaltlim shir etzel ksuba. He said, according to the Tanakhama, that says when the master gives away the present to the evid, if he leaves over some karka, so the evid does not go out free, because if the master is leaving over some karka for himself, we have to say what he means to say maybe is he wants the evid to still stay by him. So then the evid is not going out free, the evid is kind of nothing. And he adds on, Rabbi Lezer, that even if the master left over some metaltlim, it's also called the shir. It's called the shir etzel evet. Because by ksuba, if you only leave over metaltlim and not karka, that's not good. Now, the chura, what do you see from here? You see from here that an evet is called metaltlim. Therefore, if the master gives away everything to his evet, but he says, I'm leaving over some metaltlim, some movable things for myself, we have to be afraid maybe he means to leave over the Eved for himself. So see, an Eved is called Kimataltlin. Now, V'yom Malay Rav Rav Nachman. Rav said to Rav Nachman, my time avdo metaltlihu. What's the reason? The reason is because an Eved is metaltlihu. Or metaltlo, metaltlo, heavy shear. So therefore, if the master says, I'll give you everything, but I'm leaving over some metaltlin for myself, since an Eved is also metaltlin, he's a movable thing, so we have to be afraid, maybe the master meant to leave him over. But since an Eved is metaltlim, therefore metaltlim is called a shear for an Eved. So I call upon him, you see clearly here, that an Eved is called kemetaltlim. He also is included in metaltlim. Now, mashenke nuksubas isha, that an isha, when she receives a ksuba, mikakoihu, she only has the right to collect it from karka. Or metaltli le mikakoi le heavy shear. Therefore, the husband like gave away a present, all his nechosim to his sons, and only left over some metaltlim for his wife, that's not called a shear for the ksuba. Because metaltlim is nothing for ksuba. You don't collect the ksuba from metaltlim. It's a special locha. A ksuba you only collect from karka. Yeah. Sakoponim luchura is a raya from here luchura that an eved is called kimatatlim dami.
Yes.
Omalei said back then like this, listen.